From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California Governor Jerry Brown's proposed false sales and income tax initiative might not bring in as much revenue as he wants. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the nonpartisan legislative analyst's office projects it'll come up about $2 billion short.
The governor is planning on the state getting an extra $7 billion a year if voters approve his tax proposal in November. But a report from the Legislative Analyst Office puts that number at just under $5 billion in its first year, then $5.5 billion in the years that follow. H.D. Palmer with Brown's Department of Finance plays down the disparity and says the two forecasts aren't far apart.
We, working off of the 2010 tax data, are projecting and seeing higher capital gains and higher wages from the higher income portion of the California taxpaying public than the LAO is.
But if the LAO's forecast turns out to be more accurate and the tax measure passes, California might be in for deeper cuts than the governor's new budget proposal calls for. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California Governor Jerry Brown wants to cut health care costs by moving elderly and disabled people into managed care plans. Advocates worry it would be a bumpy ride. But Toby Douglas of the Department of Health Care Services says the Medi-Cal changes could make care more efficient.
To better coordinate the care of the population, provide them more high-quality care, and ensure that they are able to receive care in a home and community-based setting.
He says the move would reduce spending on hospital and nursing home care without reducing services, but Ellen Wu of the California Panethic Health Network is concerned the change could force the vulnerable population to break relationships with their health care providers.
Are the patients properly informed? Is there continuity of care that is happening during that transition?
A total of about $1 billion would be reduced from Medi-Cal and the Healthy Families Program if the governor's budget is approved. That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell.